Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I am so glad that you joined me for today's sacred and inspired conversation. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational digital magazine for women since 2006. Imagine 13 years of inspiring women to live their best lives. And that's what this show is all about. It's about bringing you women who are changing lives with their feminine wisdom through their businesses, offerings, and the magic they're sharing with the world. So I'm really curious, do you find yourself continuously searching for something out there? I know I did. You know that feeling of, oh, there's got to be something more. Terry Williams, founder of Shamanic Journey Practice and the Art of Impeccable Soul Care, suggests it might not be as far out there as you can imagine. All the guidance you seek actually lies within the depth of your soul. And learning how to care for your soul may be how to find your answers. Terry's joining me today, and I want to tell you a little bit about this magical woman. We've been following each other for a number of years. Terry is, as I shared, a shamanic energy practitioner, as well as host of Soulful Living on Empower Radio. She has over 25 years' experience in the healing arts, mysticism, assisting others in unleashing their potential within for overall good health and well-being. Her specialties include shamanic journey sessions, circles and workshops, soul retrieval, shamanic rebirthing, shamanic energy sessions, drum circles, and more. I invite you to learn more about Terry at soulpractices.com. Welcome, my beautiful friend.
Oh, welcome. I have chills from head to toe. When you said that you have been publishing the magazine since 2008, right?
Yeah, 13 years now. Actually, 2006.
Yeah. 2006, I mean. I think I started following you in 2007, and it's one of the few newsletters and emails that I have actually saved. You know how you go through and purge now and then? And I definitely do not purge yours. I love your message. And I'm so grateful.
Thank you, thank you. We've watched each other's journey for a number of years. I've watched yours unfold. And as we start this conversation, I just want to read a quote of yours that I think is so beautiful because I've had to learn self-care and soul care too. And the quote is, I believe that the art of impeccable soul care is the primary method to synchronize your body, mind, and spirit to live life more in tune with your soul's truth. And I have to tell you, Terry, when I read it, it was like, yes, isn't that what we all want? We want to live from within, not from the outside world directing us. And when I read that, that's what it reminded me of.
Thank you. And, you know, most of it we've heard from so many different sources, and every now and then it just kind of sinks in and you have that aha moment where you're like, oh yeah, I really do have that within me, and it's up to me to feed that and take care of it and nurture it. Like, my favorite word lately is nurture.
It's funny, that was my word of the year 2 years ago, and it changed everything for me.
Well, and I know that you use that word in a lot of your social medias and
yes,
you know, Facebook groups and that kind of thing. And learning to nurture ourselves, learning to nurture our soul, is not something that we are taught either from our families, our source of, you know, inspiration and food, or from school. You know, so we had to kind of develop that on our own, and listen to what it is that makes us feel connected, whole, complete. And, you know, sometimes it's really simple.
And sometimes it isn't, right? And that,
right.
You know, I think it's like cycles, just like with anything in life. You know, we sometimes find nurture practices that nurture us, and other times it's a struggle, and I think that's when we're going through our deepest levels of growth. But by keeping the word nurture and the intention in front of us, I think it helps us navigate the path so much easier, because it's such a loving, gentle intention.
Yeah, and that word intention is really so powerful. You know, it's like an affirmation. Those intentions that we set for ourselves, whether it's at the beginning of the day, at the end of the day, whether they change, whether they shift, those intentions are really, I think, what help us grow further. Not a goal, right? Goals are great for your business, but those intentions on how we want to support ourselves and our soul, our lives, are really kind of the foundation for how we move. And I was having a conversation with somebody this morning, and we were talking about how everybody sometimes is asleep and sometimes is awake, right? So it's just an opportunity to, when we feel like we're asleep, to kind of come back to, okay, what was my intention? What was my intention? Well, my intention is to honor the essence of who I am and walk through this life with as much love and joy, Linda, as much joy.
My favorite word.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, what does the phrase impeccable soul care, how would you describe that for someone listening? Because those words resonated deeply with me.
Well, you know, I think of it as an art, right? If you're practicing an art, then you're in your creative mode, right? And you are connected to everything that inspires you. So I think of it as an art. And impeccability is about integrity and honoring your highest standards, whether they're for your soul, whether they're for your business, your profession. It's really about living in those higher standards. And, you know, our soul is the essence of who we are as a person. It's what goes with us if you believe in past lives, right? It's that energy and essence that follows us throughout each lifetime. So for me, impeccable soul care really means creatively tuning in to how you can live with your highest standards in caring and nurturing the essence of who you really are.
So it sounds so simple, but you can tell it's so profound, like the depth of the transformation within when you live it.
Absolutely. I mean, I see that in you. You are so authentic, and, you know, you share what has inspired you, what has awakened you, what has moved you, and what has, of course, you know, you've
hurt me, yeah.
What has really hurt you. And you're so authentic about it. And I think those are really the true teachers. The true teachers aren't really just regurgitating what they've learned in a class. They're sharing who they are and how they have been able to move through life with a little bit more grace and ease and joy.
Thank you for mirroring that to me, because sometimes when we're on our path, right, and I've been on this path 28 years since I, you know, woke up in 91, and as you know from following me so long, I was a welfare mom, queen of self-sabotage, runaway high school dropout. If my story, and I believe this for all of us, Terry, when we share our truth, with vulnerability and authenticity. I get emotional when I say this. We never know who's listening. Right now, someone listening to this conversation could say, well, if Linda could turn her life around and find happiness and joy, if Terry could overcome the things she did in life, then maybe there's hope for me. That is the one reason I do what I do, and that all my brands spread a message of positivity, self-empowerment, because when we come together and share in truth and, as I said, vulnerability, I'll tell you, that's where human connection comes in. That's where hope is. That's where inspiration is. So thank you, my friend, for sharing your words of what's actually in my heart when I birth anything.
Yeah, you are a living example of impeccability and skill. Emotional about that too, because I have walked a similar path, and I think that we do need to give people hope, even if it's only one person.
That's how, when I started Aspire, it's funny that you just said one person. I started it with just because I received it in a vision, which I didn't even understand what that meant back then. And then I remember saying a mantra, let me birth this out to the world, and may one word, one sentence, one paragraph inspire even one woman to believe in the power of possibility, then it will be a success. I say that for every magazine issue for 13 years that goes out, every book I publish, every project I birth. I just want to do one, help one woman at a time. And then look what happened 13 years later, right? It's like the work you're doing. It's like when your intention is pure, when you forget the world, and you come into your heart and your desire to serve or whatever it may be, create, inspire, whatever your leading energy is, right? That's the beauty of what can happen. And Tammy, we're going to jump on a break right now. When we come back, I want to dive into this conversation even more. And I do have a couple more questions because I want to make sure everyone understands what a shaman is and what a shamanic journey is, because some of our listeners may be going, hey, I want to know what that is. I want to know what Terry does and how she was led to it. So we'll be back in a moment. I'm with Terry Williams of soulpractices.com. We'll be back shortly.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Finding wholeness, forgiveness, and unconditional love for yourself and others after your heart has been wounded by betrayal is possible. Mal Duane's international bestseller, Broken Open, Embracing Heartache and Betrayal as Gateways to Unconditional Love, guides women to see that the greatest source of love is their own brilliant heart. A must read, shares New York Times bestselling author, Christy Whitman. This transformational book is about being broken open, about having your heart shattered, cracked open to its core. But although betrayal may have caused your wound, this book isn't about learning to live with those old stories. It's about letting the light stream in through the cracks in your heart, rewriting your personal love story, and looking within for the love you crave. Order your copy of Broken Open today at brokenopen-book.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book? Or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is shamanic energy practitioner Terry Williams of soulpractices.com. So we were just talking about intent, right, Terry? And whether you're in business or not, or a stay-at-home mom, I think intent is everything about this journey of self-discovery and about living authentically and vulnerably. Have you found that to be true, too, on your journey?
Absolutely. I think that everything starts with a solid, loving, source-connected intention, and that anything that is off the path from that is a wake-up call to come on back, because that's really what it comes down to, setting that loving intention and being able to walk with that energy through your life.
Yeah, it's gotten me through everything. I used to feel so lost, you know, many years ago, because I didn't even know how to connect to myself, to my source, to my intent. Once I discovered it, it's become my guide, right? And when things get muddy, mucky, thick, heavy, dense, I'm like, you better tap in, Lynn. You lost your way.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it plays a big role for me. So let's talk about what a shaman is, because, you know, they may have heard it thrown around over the years but never really understood it. So help our listeners understand it.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. I was thinking the other day about all of the things that I wanted to do when I was little, and one of them was be a medicine woman, whatever that looked like. You know, back then it was probably the model of the Native American culture and indigenous cultures, where the, you know, medicine women went through and they gave out herbs and all kinds of stuff. Well, you know, fast forward so many years later, and I was introduced to shamanic work. And to me, a shaman works in both ordinary and non-ordinary reality to find answers, you know, facilitate healing, really to create a deeper connection. And what does that mean? Well, ordinary reality is what I think of as earth reality. It's what we do here on what many mystics would call the middle realm. Non-ordinary reality is connecting with everything outside of earth reality, with creation, with earth, with God, source, whatever you call it, and allowing the information, the experiences, the senses, the knowing that you glean from connecting with those outside experiences to help you live better in this reality. So when I work with clients, I'm really working to help them awaken to their own sense of being able to heal themselves and help them restore balance in their health, their emotions, maybe the spirit of nature on their path. So it can be physical, soulful, emotional, all spirit components.
Sounds beautiful. So what would a shamanic journey be? Is that the actual work? And when they step into it, the journey they go on?
I like to tell people that a shamanic journey is like an active daydream. So I'm going to rewind just a little bit here. You know, 28 years ago, like you, I had some experiences that rocked my soul and introduced me to energy work and meditation. And for me, these are tools that have helped me stay connected to my intention and helped me remain clean and sober, because I was in a pretty bad place, but I had kids and I really wanted to be that sober person and that model for them. And like you, single mom, although I wasn't living in I wasn't collecting welfare. I was on unemployment. My family was donating food to me every week. It was a crazy journey like yours, right? And then I was introduced to this shamanic journey. And to me, both meditation and shamanic journeying became my foundation of what keeps me connected to my intention. And it is like an active daydream. It's a meditation where instead of trying to disconnect from everything that comes in, instead of trying to quiet your mind, you set an intention of connecting with the spirit realm or a spirit guide or whatever to glean information. And that information might come in the way of witnessing a movie. It might come in knowing or sensing or feeling or smelling. There may be nothingness, which in my mind just means maybe connecting with the stillness around you. Maybe that's your cue from that shamanic journey practice. And it can be pretty amazing. It's something that either I journey every day or I meditate in some way, shape, or form every day.
So how has practicing the shamanic journey enhanced your own life?
Giving me answers to questions, healing. When I connect with spirit guides for healing, I'm setting the intention to connect with something, I don't want to say greater than myself, because I think that we all have this greater sense, but I'm connecting with benevolent spirit helpers that really want to assist me in whatever it is that I need. And as I'm searching for healing, a couple weeks ago I injured my left wrist. I fractured it. And I, of course, went to the doctor and got the cast and all the Western medicine stuff, right? But then I worked on myself energetically and connected with my spirit guides to help heal it. And lo and behold, 3 weeks later, the fracture was healed. And I was able to get the cast off, move freely, and go back to my own physical practices. So that's just one way. But it's also given me answers. When I'm really stuck on something and need guidance, I can set the intention of connecting with my spirit helpers for whatever it is that I need an answer to. And maybe I'll see it. Maybe I'll sense something. Maybe I'll just know, or maybe I will see that nothingness, but at some point during the day, an answer will show up. So it has been the foundation of what I do. And as we were talking about earlier, you know, the greatest teachers teach what has benefited them. When I teach the shamanic journey, it's in my world, it's for teaching others to have that direct connection, to find their own sense of direct revelation and not have to rely on an outside source for those answers.
It's so beautiful. It's so empowering, right? Because so many of us have disempowering practices that just became a script or a habit or passed down from generation to generation, and we don't know how to change it. But by doing this work, it sounds like you're giving them, it's almost like the reconnection tool, because you and I know they've never lost the connection.
Right.
To their truth, to their wisdom. All you're helping them do is clear the static that they've gathered over the years. That's how I explain it to my clients. It's like, we're just clearing the static. Your connection was always there. Does that describe it accurately?
Yeah, I love how you use that word reconnecting, because it's always been there. It has always been there. You know, we disempower ourselves, and we experience trauma. So every time that we experience a trauma and that fear comes up or that level of sorrow, that kind of disconnects us further from that sense of knowing that it was always there. So I love that word, reconnecting, because that's really what it comes down to, reconnecting with source and not turning our power over to somebody else for those answers. Many times when I'm with a client, I will kind of relay what I've seen, and they'll say to me, well, what does that mean to you? And I say, well, the greater question is, what does that mean to you? You know, this was a journey on your behalf, so how does whatever it is that I've just relayed to you make sense to you in your life? What's the message in it for you? Instead of taking what I have to say and running with it, let's tune in and, as you said, reconnect to that well within you to find out if that answer lies within that message.
I love that, because it's bringing it back, the power back. A lot of us want to give it away, give our power away, because it feels safer, right? And I did that for many years. And now I'm very careful about my energy, who I surround myself with. I like to say I'm a creative hermit. You know, it's just, I love to create from that place of solitude, which I was never that way, Terry. My family used to say, do you ever stop? Do you ever sit still? I know now, looking back, and I'm sure you hear this, you may have experienced it, but I'm curious if you heard it about it from clients too. I see now, I was so busy back in my 20s and 30s, up until, you know, I woke up and started this journey, because I didn't want to be alone with myself or my thoughts. So I was like 4 iced coffees a day, 16-hour days, and it wasn't until I got still and began the inner journey, which I'm still on, of course, because it never ends. Now I love to be alone with myself. So it's like I'm making up for the last 20 years for the previous years of never wanting to be alone. It's such a beautiful place. Yeah, it's like my honey will say, honey, the hermit hasn't left the house in 4 days. I said, I know, I'm so excited. And he says, well, do you know if you hit day 6, you do become a troll? And I laugh because he's the same way. We're both homebodies. But I live in the middle of the woods on a spring-fed pond, and you've seen pictures. And it's become my sacred place. And there's only 6 of us year round. So talk about, you know, on a private road, so there's no traffic. It's become my Zen spot. So when we come back, we're going to take another break before I forget. When we come back, I want to talk about something you touched on a little earlier about being clean and sober. And you recently began actually sharing that on social media. And I want to talk about what prompted it, because right now you see everyone talking about the sober movement. And I'll share my experience. But I think it's important that you share yours too. So I want to make sure we talk about that. And I'll be back with Terry Williams shortly. Be sure to see her at soulpractices.com. We'll be right back.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. With me today is Terry Williams. And Terry, right before the break, we touched base about, you know, being clean and sober and how it changed your life and your desire to do it. And you started sharing about it and on social media and other platforms. What prompted the sharing?
Well, I have two family members that are really struggling right now with their own sense of remaining clean and sober. And I really felt like it was important for me to share my journey in a bigger way and be able to show them, as you said, right, to show them what's possible, to give them hope.
Yeah.
And to be able to say, look what I've done. If I can do this, you can do this. You don't have to follow that path. And also, I became clean and sober in a non-traditional way. It's funny because I learned a term a couple years ago when I interviewed, I think it was Rachel Harris. Anyway, she mentioned alcoholic in training, and I realized when she said that, I was like, okay, wait a minute, what did you just say? Alcoholic in training. Well, when I got pregnant, I quit drinking, and when I got a divorce, I was divorcing an alcoholic, yet I was remaining in that place of still drinking. And I woke up one day and had gone to a party, couldn't remember how I got home, and I drove. And I just said, you know, I have to be sober for my children. So I did it a little unconventionally. I did go to AA. I did go to Al-Anon as well. But then, of course, I found meditation and energy work in the shamanic journey. And so when people say to me they don't know how to be sober, you know, they don't like AA, I like to share my journey. And I felt like it was important for them to see that you can incorporate many aspects without judgment. You know, somebody had said to me one time, well, you know, you didn't go to AA long enough. And I thought, well, what does that even mean? You know, what does
exactly.
that even mean? I'm sober. I feel like I'm clean. And then, Linda, I read a book by an author who is going to be on my show at some point. But as I was reading this book, he was talking about drugs that he had taken. And I thought to myself, oh, my God, I took that. I didn't know that was acid or LSD, and, you know, I was so naive. But I was beyond experimenting. I was doing a lot of drugs. So it really became important for me to stand up for my family members and for them to know that they can do this and I've got their back. And as more and more people become clean and sober and talk about their path through social media, I think that it's giving people hope that it doesn't have to be in a particular way. It just has to be.
It's so beautiful, you said, and I believe it's so important. And my journey was a little different. In my 20s, I did it all, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
did it all, and a lot of my friends at that time period went on to become addicts. Many, the majority in that circle, and that's going back 30 years, but still,
right.
many have passed away. And I know, except for the grace of divine, that I was able to stop, because some of the stuff was hardcore stuff, I was able to stop
yeah.
it. And I know that was divine grace. And then probably, let's see, I've been with Dana 25 years, so I want to say, you know, when you go out social drinking, so when I met him, I had already started on my spiritual path. And we were doing social drinking. Our dearest friends owned one of the best restaurants and bars around, so I had been going there for years. But it became very easy to go, okay, you know, after I closed my store, because back then I had a retail store, let's go, you know, have a few drinks. But I remember, and maybe you can relate, because I was on the spiritual path, I started being aware of energy. And I started to notice, like, oh, my God. Why when so-and-so, this one walks in, the hair on the back of my neck goes up. I was opening to energy. And I remember going, this doesn't feel good anymore to be here. And I remember you're in a new relationship, and it was a little, I was a little nervous. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to tell him. I don't want to do that anymore. And I decided it's not for me to tell him, hey, don't go. It's just, hey, I prefer not to, my personally. Mm-hmm. And I might go once a week. Suddenly, I made the conscious decision as I dove deeper into my spirituality that I wanted to enhance my divine connection. I wanted nothing to block it. So it's been 23 years. I don't drink, with this one exception, every time we go to Costa Rica, and I know you see some of our trips. And I can go on all these other vacations, I don't have a drink. But at Costa Rica, our favorite restaurant, we've been going there for 20 years, I get a frozen chunky monkey, just one. And and I love it. So a lot of people will say, oh, did you have an issue? I go, yeah, I did. But the alcohol was keeping me from my divine truth. That's just my story. It wasn't affecting me in the physical addiction way at that period. It could have in my 20s easily. Second is I've lost family members to addiction. Yeah. And I said, why am I going to put something in my body, you know, that is not enhancing the quality of my life, right? Mm-hmm. So for me, that was the decision. But, yeah, oh, I have friends that go, oh, what is that? You know, and I'm like, water. You know, what is that, gin and tonic? I'm like, no, water. But there's almost this vibe, this energy that if you don't drink, something's wrong.
Right.
And that's what I want everyone who's listening, who may be struggling with an addiction, there's nothing wrong if you don't drink.
Absolutely. And
right now
that
you just feel, yeah, go ahead, Terry.
Something that you said there about it enhancing your divine connection. Somebody said to me one time, oh, my God, you don't drink and you don't smoke. What kind of fun are you? And I thought, I literally said, live in my world for a day and you'll see what kind of fun I have.
Oh, right? I love that because I same thing. I quit smoking after 2.5 packs a day. I quit smoking in 1990. But mm-hmm. people ask me that. They go, you don't smoke, you don't drink. I don't go to clubs, we don't party, we don't do any of that. And they're like, but you're the most joyful, laid-back, zen person I know. I go, well, put the pieces together, my friend.
Yeah.
I've become joyful and present and zen because I make conscious choices, right?
Right.
And go ahead, honey.
We're not perfect, but you also have that, you know, that beautiful space. You've created this life of supporting you on being connected to all of that.
Exactly. And like you said, none of us are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We're all on this journey. For me, now, for someone else, I'll give you an example. For someone else, they may say, you know, they want to be vegan because they feel that decision will help them enhance their journey. Right, so there's mm-hmm. so many paths. You have to find the one that's right for you. But I always ask the question, if it doesn't enhance your life, your spirituality, your sense of joy, question why it's in your life.
Yeah. Well, funny that you brought up the being vegan. My husband and I have been plant-based for almost 4 years now. And at first, it really had nothing to do with our spirituality. It had more to do with ethics. And then we realized what it was doing to us physically, and then we realized what it was doing with us for our spirituality. Again, though, that was our choice, but it didn't have anything to do with the last 20-some years of living in divine connection. You know, when you set that intention of divinely connecting and supporting your energetic space to become more awake, for lack of a better word right now, then your life changes.
It doesn't. It all circles back to the beginning of this conversation, doesn't it? About intention.
Yeah.
And about, you know, I say, you know, follow your joy. Because
yeah.
joy is like the purest essence, right? I believe it's right under love, right?
Mm.
But, and joy will always lead us to love because the vibration is so high. And if something doesn't bring you joy, relationship, whatever it is, food, alcohol, a job, then
mm-hmm.
just look at it, reflect on it, and that's how I've changed my life. It's how it sounds like you've changed your life, is just following your soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, at the time that I made these changes, and maybe with you as well, I didn't have that terminology, right?
No, me either.
Yeah, like, and I have been experiencing things my whole life. I could tell you some stories, sister, right? I have been experiencing these things my whole life, and yet I really didn't know what they were, and I didn't have the terminology for it. You know, I grew up in a predominantly Catholic household with my mom's best friend was Jewish and her other best friend was Baptist, so there was a lot of religion floating around there. However, it was that dogmatic religion. There wasn't this terminology of, you know, the essence of your soul and, like you were saying, love and joy. It was completely different. So as I started to wake up, I guess you would say, and learn more, educate myself, and incorporate the teachings and the practices into my life, that's where that shift came in. And it is an endless learning. You mentioned that earlier. I mean, we are always learning.
Yeah, and I have a lot of clients over the years, and, you know, sometimes we find a mentor or something, and it's just not the right one for us. But I've had to say to a few clients that have gotten lost, and I've said to them, listen, no matter who it is in your life, if someone tells you they're there and has all the answers, run like hell. Because there is no there. Right? Mm-mm. There is no there. We're always unfolding. My journey is always unfolding. Who I am is always unfolding. And I love the word unfolding because the essence and truth of who we are is here. We just have acquired, in my case, 57 years of muck. And it takes work. And I just like to say, we're just peeling another layer. And when someone says, but I already peeled that layer, I didn't want to peel anymore, I said, well, there's another wound coming up. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. That's a beautiful thing. That means there's a little bit less muck covering your divine connection, covering your essence, your truth, your soul. And something you said a moment ago, Terry, in our journey, you and I are going to have a, you know, a private catch-up call, but I didn't have the language for all my experiences over the last 28 years, right? So now people meet someone like you and I on this radio show, and they're like, oh, but they hear us talking, but they don't realize we didn't just wake up one day like this, right? We went through the mud, the muck, the learning how to understand what was happening. I used to see at critical times in my life, really critical, I would, like, once the building was glowing blue and I just pulled in, and I was suicidal that day. I wrote about it in A Juicy, Joyful Life. I pulled in. This is just one experience. And I walked in. I was out of it. You know how when you've hit your soul's bottom. I saw two doors. And it was a building like a home. And I walked in the front door. There was two doors to choose from. I chose the one on the right. I'm sorry, left, which had two French doors. I opened it. There was a fireplace and a sofa. I sat on the sofa. Now, there happened to be a second door in that room. Guess what? A woman walks in, and yes, I scared the shit out of her because some strange woman is sitting in her office. And her name was Linda, and she said, shock, like, can I help you? And I said, if I leave here, I won't make it through the night. Mm. Now, here's the catch. She was a psychotherapist, I had no way of knowing this, who specialized in childhood trauma. And
oh,
I was having...
Tell.
Yeah, I have referred so many people to her over the years. She saved my life. Mm. I've sent my family members to her over the last 30 years. What led me there? Divine led me there, right? So I believe we're always divinely protected. Now, if you asked me that back then, I would have said, what are you, a fruitcake? You know, like, because I didn't speak that language. But the signs are always there. And I that was just a quick story. And I want to make sure we talk about, you just created a 30-day program, which is an introduction to the shamanic journey. First off, tell us how that came about and where they can learn about it.
Well, they can learn about it at shamanicjourneypractice.com. And I had been thinking about this. I got insight from my spirit helpers that I needed to create this program that was based upon intention, that was easy, and that was effortless. And I kind of put it on the back burner. And then my life kind of opened up where I had about a month of just me time. And within, I actually got up, I journeyed one morning, I saw everything that needed to be in this program. And within 48 hours, I had it finished. And I had to do the work on it, you know, but the program itself was finished. And for me, it was an inspiration of being able to provide anyone with a tool to connect in with their own sense of direct revelation and inspiration. I was so honored that Sandra Ingerman, who is one of the world's most beloved shamanic practitioners, put her life on hold for a day to go through it and give me, you know, to just really support me in the work and to give me a beautiful testimony about the book, and I mean the whole program. And it's been an honor, really, for me. It's an honor to see people that listen to it or read the ebook, watch the videos, find their own sense of deep connection and transformation. It's beautiful to see people transform the quality of their own lives and to know that I have assisted in that process. It's really amazing.
What a sacred gift that you're putting out to the world. And I want to say that URL one more time. It's shamanicjourneypractice.com. Be sure you swing by to learn all about it. And also swing by Terry's website, soulpractices.com. So you also have a podcast, which, by the way, I love the name Soulful Living. And it's on the Empower Radio Network. God, it's been, what, 10 years? You have over 400 interviews?
Yeah, this is my 10th.
10 years. Give us some of your juiciest ones so they can go look you up and be inspired by your sacred conversations.
Well, one of them was you, and I would love for you to come back and be a guest and visit me again. We had a great conversation. So listeners, Linda Joy, of course. I have really been blessed on this show. I've had Marianne Williamson on. I've had Sandra Ingerman on a few times, Colette Baron-Reed, Jeff Brown. I've just really, Sark, I've had some amazing conversations. Last week I had a very deep conversation with a shamanic practitioner from British Columbia. Her name is Seal Grove, and she's got a oracle deck out called The Knowing. It's really beautiful, but the conversation was just so deep and juicy. And it's funny because, you know, you mentioned something earlier about if you could just touch one person's life. And that's what I say before every interview. If it touches one person's life, and I don't know about you, Linda, but sometimes I feel like that one person is just me. And I'm so grateful for the guest that was on, you know, so grateful for you when you were visiting me. It's just, sometimes it's just me, and it's really wonderful to be able to give the world a little bit of insight from somebody else's perspective that, in my mind, can affect people at the soul level at some point when listening.
Oh, yeah. It, to me, it's so important, and it's like using, I say I like to use my media platform for good, right?
So
everyone says, well, Linda, you're everywhere. And I'm like, well, Linda's not, because I'm a creative hermit, remember? But
right.
my brains are. And I said the only reason that unfolded that way is when I started Aspire, I had the intent to, you know, deliver content that inspired women to live their best lives. But then I realized everyone absorbs info differently. So then the book publishing came, and we've published 13 best-selling books. I've worked with 240 women, female authors. And then I said, oh, then the radio show, and then all my other brands, which are all have the Inspired Living is the first two words of every brand, other than Aspire. And that is exactly why. It's like, how can I get this inspirational content out? So in a way, deliverable in a way that someone can absorb it, because someone's a reader, someone else prefers listening, right? That is what fueled the birth of all my brands, to serve that one woman in a way that would resonate with her. So it's so funny that you said that, because you doing your show and every episode, you're holding the same vision that I've been holding. It's like, hey, I'm going to show up today. I'm going to have this beautiful conversation with this special guest and know that there's someone that's going to tune in that needs exactly the message that's being shared today. And, you know, to me, that's living in alignment.
Yeah, and I absolutely love that. With everything you do, you use inspired living, because that's what you do. You know, you inspire people to live at their highest good. And it's pretty amazing to walk that life.
Yeah, well, I try to choose things that feed my soul but are also of service, right? I never have ever launched a project, book, etc. as a business decision. Every decision comes from my creative joy. And here's my business trick. And when I release it, I let it go. Success is defined by the divine, not by me, right?
Right.
I create, I birth, I let go, and the divine takes care of the rest.
And that's really what it's about, isn't it? It's letting go of the outcome, letting go of all of the steps that you need to take, and trusting that the divine is got your back, right?
Exactly. And, you know, Terry, I could keep this conversation going for hours. Our time together has come to a close, but I know our connection will be forever. And I just want to thank you for being here, for being such a light in the world, being a light in my life. I've been following you for a long time. And I'm happy to support your message and your work. So thank you. Thank you for joining me today.
Oh, thank you. I look at you, and I think, like, you really are a reflection, a sister from, you know, from the divine, and I'm so grateful for the connection and the ways that you've inspired my life.
Thank you, my friend. Well, everyone, I hope to see you every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern for the Inspired Conversation Show on the OM Times Network. Until next time, choose love. Choose joy, choose happiness, my friends. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.